As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Happy Tuesday morning, all. We are the Junkies on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980 AM, Monumental Sports Network on the TV side. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Just go to cropmetcalf.com. If you need information on how to become one of their 5-star technicians, you got a 3-man junk show this Tuesday. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes. It's where you find me on Twitter at CakesFlops on the Insta. Joined by Jason Bishop.
What's up?
Hello. John Paul Flame is out for the rest of the week, but Eric Bickle returns.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. Hope
He's
you're
tired.
Doing well.
He's very tired.
Me? I got to sleep in a little bit. One day out
no,
of
no,
the four.
No, this guy.
Oh, Cakes is tired.
Yeah, he's talking about the guy who was out at Capital One Arena for the site of Game 1. Caps, Canadiens.
You were there.
I have a little business to tend to. Hold on. I have to go to now. What is the wins tracker? And I've got to tick that down from 16 to 15. So let's take care of that first.
All right.
Yeah.
We're doing a
one
big
down,
visual
15
here
to go
for Monumental.
Wrong one.
It went the wrong way, Cakes. You added one.
There we go.
All right. 15 wins to go.
Well, technical
it is
staff
a gauntlet.
Through there.
And they're lucky.
Playoff hockey, boy.
They're lucky. I mean, it was a great goal, great setup. But I thought they were throwing that one away. That
well,
went from
I mean,
a just a joyous, just fun
this.
To watch game to a disaster in the making.
The first two periods of that game, it was just a complete masterclass by the Washington Capitals.
They were pounding the Canadiens.
If you knew even a little bit about hockey, and you walked into that arena, and you had taken the sweaters off with the logos, and just put the Caps in red jerseys and the Montreal Canadiens in white jerseys, and you didn't know who was who. You knew who the better team was. You knew who the one seed was and who the wild card team was. It was clearly evident.
Correct.
But then the Caps just stopped doing what they had done for the first 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And they let them right back into the game.
Canadiens kind of dominated the third period.
And I thought Logan Thompson was very good in his return, aside from the second goal that he gave up.
Yeah,
I thought it was pretty egregious, where he was way out of position.
Did he get knocked over by one of the defensemen, or just?
I don't think he got knocked over. From what I remember, and I saw a few of the replays, is that he just went out to the side of the
goal
mouth.
Got out there a little too far, yep.
To defend the play, and then he just realized how far out to the right of the crease he was, and at least one defender tried to block the shot. He threw his stick back towards it to try to keep it out of the net, but to no avail. So then, of course, we get to just the most one of the most nail biting things ever, playoff hockey,
overtime
hockey.
Correct.
So I'm sitting there and I'm just like, this is a debacle.
This is a disaster.
In so many proportions.
And like, Cakes probably left his house at, I'm going to guess, 5.
I actually left earlier than that because I had to go pick up my son.
All right, so 4:30-ish. Call 4:30.
Yeah, 4:30. Went to College Park, picked up my son, made our way down.
Weren't you exhausted, like, even watching the game, or were you just high on adrenaline?
Pretty much high on adrenaline at that point.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But, you're sitting there, and I was sitting in the suite, which, by the way, I mean,
oh, he got the sweet
Jim Van Stone. He went above and beyond. He's taken great care of us over the years.
Mm-hmm.
The suite that
Whose
I was in
was it? Who were the primary people that were in there?
Now, the name on the outside of the suite, forgive me if I get this wrong. I think it was Drab. You might be able to help me with this. Dex Imaging, DEX. I don't know what that is.
All right.
Anyway, I just happy to get tickets. Just
and
happy
there
to be
was
in the
just a bunch of people in there you didn't know.
Well, there were a couple of high profile people in there that I did know.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
So
is that on those names you can broadcast? Or you want to write them down for us?
I mean, all right, go ahead. I don't see why I wouldn't be able to.
Go ahead.
So we're in the suite before the game starts, and this suite is behind, I think, the net the cap shot on twice. So it's in a perfect vantage point.
Mm-hmm.
It's a triple wide suite. Like it's Ooh. Like all the suites are great at Capital One Arena. They're all nice. They're all nicely appointed. But you walk in and there's the first section of the suite. And then you look over and then I was like, okay, there's more seats over there. And then I was like, hold on, there's another fridge over there. I was like, oh, there's a big ice sculpture with a fancy seafood tower Ooh. Over in the second compartment. I walked over and explored a little bit more. There was a third chamber to the suite. The biggest suite I've ever been in in any sporting
I didn't know they had triple
venue
wide,
ever.
Okay? Wow. Interesting.
So, yeah, we're exploring, just looking at all the offerings, the food, whatever. And then about 15 minutes after I walked in, like four Secret Service dudes walk in. I was like, I didn't see who they were, whose detail they were on until this guy walked in like a minute later.
Uh-huh.
I was like, so somebody important is in this suite.
Hmm.
It was the FBI director.
Oh, wow.
Tash Patel. Like,
oh, yeah. He's a big fan.
He's a big hockey nerd because like he was in Long Island for the record breaker. I think he was at.
He traveled
he was
to several
at
games.
Capital One for the 893 and 894. Like that dude loves him some hockey. So he was there. And also, big mega TV star, Dr. Oz.
Wow.
Nice, Gabe.
You had Dr. Oz and Patel.
And I was looking around. I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
How did I gain access to this fancy?
Well, if you're going to put the real big dogs in, you put them in the triple wide.
Well, they were in the triple wide. But
so what was your vantage point then when you were watching? Did you grab some seats?
Or? Yeah, I mean, there are three different sections of seated areas in front of, you know, like the eating and suite areas. Mm. So I grabbed the back row with my wife and two of my kids, and we were sitting there on pins and needles, just watching time tick away, like in the intermission. I was like, oh, there's 5 minutes left of the intermission after the third period, and I'm looking at the clock over on the far side of the arena, and it's like 10:15, and I'm just like, I'm just watching daylight burn. And I was like,
you're counting the sleep hours.
I'm totally doing that. I was like, what if this goes to double overtime? Like,
oh yeah, you'd be there till 11:30.
If it had gone to like double overtime, I might have had to leave. One, I needed at least 2 or 3 hours of sleep, and our dog was at home, like,
oh yeah,
like just by itself,
right?
Which she's not used to, especially like at midnight. But luckily, we didn't have to wait for double overtime because our guy, our hero, the guy that wears number 8, came through and made more history last night.
Should be repeated because it's crazy that it has happened for being the NHL's all-time goal leader and all-time caps leader in playoffs. Alexander Ovechkin has never scored a playoff OT goal. Be a good time for it.
Really good time.
Back near side for Laine. Puck iced by Montreal. A breakout that fails out of their zone. And every time you get an offensive zone draw in sudden death overtime, heart rate gets up a little bit. Maybe you can find somebody a loose puck here, and Alex Ovechkin will come on for this.
Oh, that's right. Ovechkin will line up behind Dylan Strome, looking for that quick snapshot. He's done so many times over the years. Dylan can win this cleanly right back to Ovechkin.
Chychrun is there, too. As the puck comes toward Beauvillier, Ovechkin was in the vicinity, and a shot here from Beauvillier. It's hit! They score! And Ovechkin got it! His first overtime game winner! Good morning! Good afternoon and good night, Montreal! Alex Ovechkin, the overtime game-winning goal! Caps lead the series 1-0.
John Walton there with his signature call as Ovi gets the game winner in overtime. His first ever in his career.
Like
he said, it's hard to believe that Ovi's been in the league for 20 years, has so many playoff appearances. I believe that was his 74th career playoff goal, and that's his first game winner. And luckily, it was at 17:34 of the overtime. Right. We didn't have to go through an interminable overtime or, God forbid, double overtime on the edge of our seats.
That was such a stunning stat that my wife couldn't stop talking about it last night in bed. She talked about it like as we went to bed, and then she, in the middle of the night, she said, I can't believe that was the first overtime goal in Ovi's career.
That sounds like foreplay to me, EB. Like, you're talking about Ovi in bed? I mean,
I was just trying to sleep.
Yeah.
I was just trying to sleep.
It was 11 o'clock.
Her mind was just blown by that.
My wife starts talking to me about Ovi in bed in the middle of the night.
It's time to get after it.
It might be go time.
Really?
I'll tell you what, Bevilier played awesome.
I like to call him Beauvilier because the middle part of his name is very similar to mine.
Beauvilier.
Yeah, okay. But it's Bevilier.
And they acquired him at the trade deadline from Pittsburgh, right?
Correct.
He played really well. Scored the second one, and then obviously had the assist there. He was really good. He's got 17 goals in postseason.
With Protas being out, they need that sort of performance from him, and he gave it.
So I was away for a few days and wasn't tracking the daily news of the Caps. When I saw Logan in there, I was shocked.
Mm-hmm. I was.
Were you surprised? Was it well known that they were going to start him, or was that a secret?
No, because Carbs said you got to wait till game time.
Carbs was keeping it close to the vest.
I was shocked.
Now we had
Joe B on the show yesterday.
He thought it was Lindgren.
He said it was going to be Chucky. He was kind of surprised too. Yeah.
Now, he kind of tipped his hand because usually the first guy off the ice, like the game day skate, that's your goalie for the day. And that was Logan Thompson. So some people thought, well, maybe he's
pulling the okey-doke,
messing with everybody by sending Thompson off first to make you think it's Thompson, and then you go with Lindgren. Went with Thompson.
You made the first guy off the ice when,
like after the like if the like the game skate. Day skate,
yeah,
like the pre like pregame
two in
skate,
the afternoon,
yeah,
or something?
Whenever they do it.
Okay.
The first goalie off the ice is generally the guy who's going to get the start,
right?
And that was Logan Thompson. So that, you know, like
Carberry
stuck to that, and it paid off.
He was good.
He was very good. Outside. He had that brain fart in that one play where he got out of position,
right?
And they paid for it, and that was. By the way, that was on a.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
That was on a penalty, like one of the most bogus penalty calls that I've ever seen, where they called.
They called the trip?
They called a slash on, I think it was Luke Dubois. He got tripped. It was falling down to the ice, and his stick, stick just, I don't think he meant to do it. His stick just got one of the Canadiens like on the leg, and they blew a whistle. It was one of the most absurd penalty calls I've ever seen, especially late in the third period. Like, it was just, it was a crazy call. The crowd. They wanted blood. You should have heard the boos that were raining down on the refs when they came back out on the ice after the intermission.
Well, I thought the officiating was dicey as a whole because they called. There was a couple non calls. Mm-hmm. They didn't call a tripping on Carlson.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a clear trip.
Right.
And Carlson got up and was like, what's up?
Right,
I mean, that was a clear trip. Didn't call that. And then dead clock, line change. You were talking about Canadians you dislike now. Josh Anderson, don't like him.
That's the guy?
He's the guy who pushed Willie on the ice.
Okay.
He pushed him down.
I saw that happen. I wasn't sure.
It should have been a two-minute minor.
I wasn't sure who it was. But, yeah, that can be the guy that we hate going forward.
Yeah, I don't like him.
All right, so we'll continue to talk
about. Oh, the other guy I don't like, Newhook.
Newhook? Okay.
Yeah. Alex Newhook and Josh Anderson don't like them.
I'm glad you're working up a lather for the Caps round one opponent. That's
I don't
a
like
good
their
thing.
Coach. Their coach was one that
you don't
was
like
always
Marty St. Louis.
He was always annoying.
Yeah, I don't like him either.
Yeah.
All right, this is good. We're building some animosity for the Caps round one opponent. Caps get the win in game one. They're back on the ice again on Wednesday. If you were at the game or obviously watched the game, you're welcome to chime in.
So are we going to revive, get that Stanley? What are we doing?
I don't know. Well, I guess we'll see as we
get
further
along. What do you think about
these?
Should we revive that? We need some sort of mantra or something.
No, because we got that Stanley. That was the whole thing.
That's true.
Yeah, but now we want to get another one.
We can't rerun it. Right.
We can't? Okay.
We need a remix, like get another Stanley.
Get another one.
I guess we can do that.
Yeah.
All right, 800-636-1067. If you're at the game and you want to talk about the big game one win, you're welcome to do that. 800-636-1067. We're the Junks. We'll be right back.